You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross, and we are very excited to have Dan and Katie back. Before we do that, Ross, is there anything on your mind you want to talk about?
Oh, give you a hard time. I feel like I owe you because there's been multiple episodes where you've hammered me with questions that I'm not prepared for. So I feel like it's
first
only
of all, was
fair.
That your phone that just made that sound? Did
no.
you not shut your ringer off? Okay,
I
go ahead.
I definitely don't want to be punished with standing all in front right. of the group to do something. So I use the example for when we went in the showroom of a kid in a candy store, and you used pig in mud.
Wait, you've never heard that before?
No, and look how different we are. I was like, I don't even understand that one. But your eyes lit up, and I guess I'm assuming you did the same thing with a pig.
Think of a pig in mud. They couldn't be happier. It's like me at the Kohler Spa in mud. I mean, oh my God,
you've never heard that? Or Von Maur.
I have not. Von Maur.
And you would think for me being in where you call BFE all the time, in the middle of nowhere, that I would know that. No clue.
Okay, do you say this saying? Wait, you didn't know if you drop a spoon, company's coming.
We had no clue.
Call your mom.
Yeah, correct. But then we had to fact check you, and I wasn't the only one that didn't know that one.
It doesn't matter. wait, now I forgot the other. Oh, have you ever heard, like, I would give my eye teeth to have that or do that?
No. Eye teeth?
I wish Greg could have a microphone right now.
He's shaking his head no because I have to visualize for everyone else. It's a hard shake to the left or the right. He does not know that one.
Okay, I need to know people. Ryan, someday you need a microphone too. How can people let us know? Of course you've heard about, I would give my eye teeth to have that. Of course you've heard if you drop a fork on the floor, it means company's coming.
Sorry, I don't, is it maybe an age thing?
Well.
Hey, you can breathe. It's okay.
I would like to know the demographic of our age of listeners at WTMJ, and I feel like they start at 25. So that was, I don't even know what to say. At this point, I am just going to go back into Katie and Dan. And again, we talked about it's no surprise during the holidays. You're looking at your house in a very different way. So today we're going to talk exactly
of our experience.
How Dan and Katie do that on both sides of their business, which who would ever think window treatments, closet.
Yeah, they don't like align like you would think, but when you go into the showroom, it actually fits really well.
It fits beautifully.
It does.
It's like with Pella, we are windows, but our parent company is Verhalen, acoustical ceilings,
right,
steel
drywall.
Studs,
right.
Drywall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we return, we're going to hear the details, and I have a feeling they're going to have a line outside like you're at Popcorn wanting to come to both their showrooms. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. We're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ, and you know what? I realized last week I didn't remind you where you find us. Ross, where do you find What's the Difference?
I love to Google WTMJ and it goes right to their spot. And then I can pull up and just click right on the most current one. Or if I missed one, I can start at the one I missed and just keep working my way up.
And you can favorite it.
And you can favorite it.
Welcome back, Dan and Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having
us.
Good to be back.
They're so excited to be back. It's so funny when people are... I have to go remember the first time I ever went on radio, I had to do Rumplemans. So... I forget people get shy. Oh, yeah, I did wrong. Are you kidding? My very first time on radio, I was singing, Baby, It's Cold Outside, here with Bob Peekenbrock, and I did Rumplemans at a minimum.
Why don't we have that for our guests then?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dan and Katie are over there like, that would have been perfect.
Chop liver here.
Yeah. So I'll think about that in the future.
Keep with tradition.
I mean, offered you Carbliss when you were in our showroom.
You did. Oh, Adam, there's that Carbliss. You know it's my favorite drink. I love Carbliss. I don't care what station I'm talking to. I love Carbliss. Okay. But not as much as your two showrooms because I've won everything. So, you guys, I want to first start talking about the window treatments. And I love your saying, 1 million windows covered.
Over 1 million windows covered.
And then Katie... You said that's not even accurate because they didn't even track it for very long.
Correct. Well, that's more on the closet side, which is about 10,000 spaces organized.
Oh, wow. Think about that.
We're changing people's lives.
Jane, you are? Oh, my God.
One
I can't wait for you to change mine.
I mean, you use your closet every single day. And so if we can come in and structure it so that way you have a space for everything, it's going to change your life. You're going to go in there. You're not going to feel that anxiety walking in, open the door, like, what am I going to find? Am I going to be able to find it? How long is this going to take me? All gone.
That's okay, bigger than that, too. Less dust. And here's the thing. Think about this is when you're having company over, how many people are embarrassed by their closets and they would never open them up when people are over, right? But the what you guys offer of how you can transform that closet of something you love and you're proud of versus you're embarrassed and you would never show anyone.
Absolutely. And I mean, when we go into spaces and we redo them, a lot of customers will just remove the doors.
Like Vince Vitrano.
Exactly.
He literally removed his door. I didn't go look at the closet. So what does he have? Oh, because it's so beautiful, he doesn't need
it's
it?
In the entryway. So as you walk down his hallway, it was just right off to the left side.
Oh, I guess I did. You know what? Of course, I walked by it how many times that I didn't even realize it. You guys, okay, how many of you listeners have a closet that what's the typical width of a closet in a 1985 home?
There is no typical.
There isn't. Mm. Oh. The two, like you slide the doors
you could,
both ways.
You could say about
100.
About 60 100, to 72 inches.
100 inches.
Okay. So how many of you have those closets and then you have your rod across, which is so many of you listening right now. I literally saw so many options yesterday. And I don't want to exaggerate. Can you fit when you do one of those types of closets that almost everybody in an older home has? Can you double the volume of what you put in there or triple?
Absolutely. You can do, I mean, in my closet, I have a reach in and I pretty much tripled the amount of space I have now.
So many times I say, honestly, we did not need to build a new house or move. It would have been so much better to do research and remodel things like it would have been so much less expensive. Remodeling's less expensive than starting all over again. But think of just the laundry room, the cabinets, the pantry, the garage. Can you describe, because it's not just closets, can you guys say some, what are your most popular things you do in a home with the closet side of it?
I mean, the most popular thing is we take that shelf and a pole, like you were describing,
yep,
or the Build-A-Grade wire shelf units that are,
yes,
designed to fill.
I mean, and everything falls through the cracks, never stands up.
Yeah, where you have the wrinkles on the bottom of your sweaters.
Yes.
And we can create a space where there's a space for everything that you need, not somebody else. This is everything's designed around you and the client.
You know, one of the things I saw yesterday that I wish I could do my laundry room all over again is I have a washer and dryer with a pedestal underneath, so it's tall. And it was, I wish I would have never done that because it sounded like a good idea at the time to pull out the drawers and I could fit the laundry detergent in there or the Bounce or whatever. Well, no, it's too heavy, so you can't really open the drawers. Where you guys created a space over the washer and dryer, for lack of a better word, a countertop and then cabinet in the middle, a pole and then a cabinet. How often do you do that or help recreate those spaces in existing homes?
All the time.
All the time.
Whether it's new home construction or existing homes.
You guys, you have to. What is your address? Can we get your address out there to visit both spaces?
Sure. It's 21950 Watertown Road in Waukesha.
It's not far from Sam's Club in Waukesha. It's very, or the Marcus Theater. It's very, very easy to get to. Do not do remodeling, people, without first going and looking.
And I think here's a good analogy for that, too. You know when you have that junk drawer, right?
Yes.
Everybody has it. You know the day that you take it out and you clean it out and you put everything back together and you how better you feel about that when,
yes,
everything's organized? That's what this does. This really brings organization to your life so that if there's different spaces and things, it will transform that and you're going to feel better about it. You know where everything is and it looks nice, right? It's just, I think, because when I saw like all the spaces you guys had in different areas, I didn't think about like, you know, the garage and some of these different the areas that like, yeah, that would make a lot of sense and that you could just envision your house. Like if I did this, this would change and make me know where everything is at. It would look clean and just transform everything.
Well, how many of you listening have a two-car garage? You barely can fit everything in. We saw just what to do with your garage when it's a two-car garage, mm-hmm. and how they've thought of everything with how the door slides because it won't open like a French door. You wouldn't have the room.
Holding the balls and everything, the kids' toys.
All the balls, all the shoes. And you loved, like, even the bike rack. Why did you love that second piece on the bike rack? Well, and it was lifted.
Yeah, because it was very thoughtful, like thinking of just the point of, like, we have a thing that holds our bikes, too. Problem with ours is the bottom tire always sits on the drywall, and it's got black marks. Theirs has a pad that's already built in, so it sits and it holds. It's taken, we talked about small details. It's always finding those little details, the things that you won't think about, where they have and their design and their innovation has really thought of all these things to help guide you to what's going to transform that space.
Or do you wish you had a locker for your kids and you're like, well, we have an older home. We don't have room. Oh, you have room. You must go to the showroom and see all of the things they offer. When we return, we're going to talk about the window treatment side of the business because that was just as mine. I wanted to change everything there too. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della with Ross, and we are back with Dan and Katie. And we are now going to transition from the Closet Beautiful Showroom, which is all still in the same building. And even that seamlessly went from one side to the other. You know, I want you guys to talk about what makes you different. First of all, let's wrap up the closet. What makes you different than other closet companies?
Well, our showroom is really one of the things that separates us because you can see what you're getting. You can't do it with any of our competitors. But then,
so also, nobody else has a showroom?
Not like ours.
Not, and it's, I mean, I've tried to get closets. I've done them. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we researched, but that was 4 years ago. Okay.
We design in our 3D software. So you, whether it's in the home or in the showroom, we'll show you what the design's going to look like in 3D. We have our Inspire Closets and Vision, which allows you to walk through augmented reality to see your closet on a one-to-one scale. So you can literally walk through your space.
Like your kid's VR and actually see be in
the place. Gina, would you buy a car without test driving it?
No, and unfortunately I bought closets without test driving them. I mean, honestly, I am so remorseful. That is why I'm telling people, do not remodel until you first go there. Because they don't understand. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. But we listen. Honestly, it's one of the things that we're told all the time. You listen to me. You solve my problem.
Oh, that's what a compliment, by the way. And then with the window treatments, what sets you apart from everybody else?
So one of the things we hear all the time when people come into the showroom and say, I saw more here than I did in my last three stops or the last three people.
Wow.
I talked to. We work really hard. I mean, I've been doing this my whole entire life. And I know all the differences in trying to tell a story and lay it out so people can understand what all our differences are and they can easily make a selection of what they want.
You know what I found interesting was I had told Dan and Katie, because they came to our showroom first, and I said, for our experience center, and it was even, they even used the same term, experience center,
yep.
Pella's experience centers all over the United States are designed by the psychologist that created all of the Apple stores, because there's actually a psychology behind the layout. And here, that is why it flowed so well. You did the exact same thing.
Yes. Yeah, so all of our Hunter Douglas displays have been designed by the same psychologist, same people. There's a reason for everything. And making the displays bigger, wider, so it looks like it's going to look like in your space.
Mm-hmm. Feels like a window that they're actually looking through, right?
Yes.
When you go through. And you're right. I mean, the amount of options that are in there was definitely impressive. I think of as a homeowner first comes in there, what is something, because we try to do this when we can with our customers too, of like, hey, prep them and prepare them before they come in there. If your customers, you know, that were coming to the show for the very first time, what is something that you would have them bring that would make that journey better for them?
If they could take pictures of their windows, take a rough size. We don't need exact measurements. We design, we measure, we install. But just have a picture of the window design. Then if you just put in new carpeting, or if you have a sample of your carpeting, sample your wall color, bring it in. One of the things that when Katie and I were planning the showroom is big spaces. We want people to bring in their home plans if they're building a new home. We want them to bring in all the tile, everything that they have. We have space to lay it out, as well as our displays, and really just dig in and let's figure this out.
But ask them what their priorities are. I mean, your number one priority, is it going to be room darkening? Is it going to be privacy? Is it going to be... What exactly do you want? Do you want both? Do you...
Motorization.
See, right there is something nobody asks. And the fact that if they want both, you literally can have room darkening. I had said to Ross, we have one of our bedrooms in our home is room darkening so our grandchildren can take naps in there. Because for me, our Pella room darkening is so dark, I had to take him out of my bedroom because I felt like I was sleeping all day. You offer the ability to do both. And I said to Ross, one of the number one things we get asked in the home, because of course we have beautiful blinds and shades between the glass and our wood lifestyle series, which I love. It's a triple pane window in my home. But when you're looking for other types of windows, they don't have that. And you have, the sky is the limit, literally.
Absolutely, which is why it was important for us to partner with Hunter Douglas. And they have the most, they're the widest variety of different shades. And so we really have a solution for whatever customer is looking for.
And I was impressed too. What I was surprised on that, and I didn't think I would be, was the operation of how that's really changed so much. Like the electric motorized ones, when they go up, you literally cannot hear them. And even to the manual, it's such an innovative new way to go through and to open and close your blinds that's something that definitely shocked me and surprised me when I saw those.
Our goal is to make it easy, not only easy to select the right ones, but then when it gets in your home, to be able to operate them.
And I think what you did too is what's nice is the visual aesthetics, right? Because of the operation, you know, a lot of times the old style, you would always see the operation, something hanging there of how you did it. It's off to the side and it's a sleek design so that it doesn't draw your attention to that. You get to see the blind or like you had said, the multiple different types of, because you guys have a lot of different ways to open and close, tilting, raising, lowering. It's pretty impressive.
Well, how many of you listening, just even you've painted a room and you stare at it because it looks so different, or you've put new carpet in and it just changes the room. How many windows do you have in your home? Mm-hmm. Talk about changing the look and the feel.
We can control the light coming in. And so you see your world in a whole different light.
Literally.
And like
literally.
The filtering too, right? Where you have different colors of filters that change, like you had showed us too, of just, and what is nice about your showroom too is they can see the difference side by side to see even like the filtering, right? The white or the black screen of how that really affected visually.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference. We just put white shutters in our bedroom.
The light reflective value on that, I mean, it has just opened up new doors, and now we're redoing our entire bedroom.
Which you hadn't originally planned on,
correct?
Right?
But there's so much more natural light reflected off of those shutters.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. We cracked up. When do you know it's time to change your window treatments? When's a good time?
When your wife tells you so?
I think they're both correct answers.
Yeah, that's a for sure.
Whatever your wife
answer.
Says, you need to change it.
Yes. No, I liked what you said about voting.
If your shade can vote, it's time for
yes.
It's
time to update, right? And, you know, when we get back, I want to ask you, what do people underestimate the most with window treatments? And what's changed the most in 10 years? When we return, you're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. We're listening to, or we have our guests, Dan and Katie here. I want you to remind everybody, what is your website? What's the best place to reach you?
So for the window treatments, it's Bazaar, BAZAARHDC.com. And for Inspire Closets, it's
InspireClosetsMilwaukee.com.
Oh, perfect. All right. I want to know what's changed most in the last 10 years with window treatments.
One of the things that's changed the most is there's a lot of competitors coming in from overseas, and we're one of the few places that sells window treatments that can be fixed. So we don't sell anything that's disposable. We offer a 10-year warranty on everything that we do sell, and it can be fixed. So like how many times do you call the washer or dryer and it's like, oh, well, that part's broke. You just got to replace it. We feel that what you buy, you should be able to fix.
And when people do, in the rare occasion, need that repair, and it is rare, the cost doesn't offset. It's not so high that people just say, I might as well get a new one. Is that right?
Absolutely not. So we offer a 10-year warranty on everything that we do sell. That's manual. Anything that's powered with a battery is a 5-year warranty.
Well, and one of the things we were really impressed with, Ross, was just how you have window treatments for unique space shapes, you know, the half round.
Sure.
And what was that?
Trapezoid.
Like yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, motorized, you can't reach it, but the sun comes in during the Packer game on the TV and you can't see it. Well, they have motorized, no matter how crazy the shape is, you can customize anything.
50% of the shades that we sell come with a motor now.
And wow. They're all solar powered too, right? Aren't they all
solar powered? That's
so no
really
wiring.
Increase it. So especially with those higher up windows, put the solar power on there, and all of a sudden now you don't have to worry about changing batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so quiet. We had over 12 windows closing at the exact same time, just to see. You could not hear a thing. It is so quiet.
Hunter Douglas has the best advancements in the motors, not only being able to go wider shades, bigger shades, but also quieter motors.
Well, I want to thank both of you. I hope we painted a picture. This is one of my most exciting visits I've gotten to do, was to see both of those showrooms. And I already live in a beautiful, innovative new home, and I wanted everything. So I want to say thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I always give you homework, right? I'm going to give them homework,
all right.
Ross. I want you this week to pick one space that causes stress in your house, whether it's the junk drawer Ross talked about, whether it's the garage, I don't know. And I want you to imagine how it could work better.
You know, or if you have a room that you keep the blinds up because you don't want people to see what it looks like when they're down.
Or a closet no one can open because it's either life-threatening when everything pours out of it or it's embarrassing.
That's correct.
Have a great week, everybody. See you next Saturday.